Joining us now, former Giant hurler, and he's been a pleasure to have on. He's our expert, and that is Jim Barr. Jim, how are you today?
Very good, Marty. Thank you. Appreciate having me on.
No, I'm glad to have you on, and I thought about you, and I said, boy, you know, as we do these previews and look at these two kinds of teams and the running game and watching the Orioles try to hold Kansas City on last weekend with the first baseman about 10 feet off the bag in front of the runner, I said, is any of this stuff work? And I said, I got to talk to Jim Barr. What do you do when you look at a team like this and they can't wait? They just can't wait to run. What are you going to do?
Well, I've had a lot of experience. I pitched many years against Lou Brock and then also against some of the Cardinals teams with Willie McGee and so forth. A lot of runners. To me, the most important thing to control the running game is, first of all, don't let them get on base.
Right.
But when that happens, the next thing is, and I try to teach a lot of pitchers this, is your main objective is to get the hitter out. Yeah, you have to control the running game. You try to pick over. You vary your speeds and so forth like that. But the one thing you can't do is vary your mechanics so that he can't steal. And now all of a sudden you're looking at you're either behind in the count or you're throwing bad pitches, and now the hitter gets a base hit, or you walk him, and now you got two guys on base. So your ultimate responsibility is getting the hitter out, and you just try to hope that either by varying your time to the plate, your looks, if you're kind of a guy that looks one time all the time and count to two and then pitch, that's going to be trouble. So you got to vary that time and just try to pick over a few times. All the other stuff, it might help a little bit, but the key is, first of all, don't let them get on base, and then second of all, make quality pitches to the hitter and let the hitters get themselves out.
Yeah, they're going to get on. I don't think that's going to, you know, you just can't do that. But unless you retire 42 in a row or something like that, maybe you can keep them off. But I think pitch outs become important. Did you like pitching out, and do you think that's a successful technique, or do you give up too much to the hitter?
No, I think it is, but then you come back to the fact that you're giving up a ball,
right.
So you have to have the confidence or, you know, a little bit of ability knowing, okay, now I gave up a ball, now I've got to come in with a strike or whatever the situation might be. I never really pitched out a lot. The way I pitched, because I pitched outside so much, was I just told the catcher, and you're really aware of it, and your infielders have to hear you too, that when I look at the runner and then I make that motion to the plate, if I sense that he's going or I hear him say, there he goes, I just told my catcher, instead of throwing an outside for a strike, I'm going to now throw it, you know, 8 to 10 inches off the plate, and that will act as a pitch out. So most of the time, sometimes you can do that. I wouldn't say it's that easy all the time, but there again, you know, the running situations, if you're so geared into the run, the steal, and trying to stop it so much that you don't get the hitter out, now you're putting yourself even into a deeper hole.
All right, Jim Barr with us. Jim, of course, the pitching expert up in Sacramento living now. The Giants scored so many runs without the benefit of a hit in the craziest ways possible. Have we overrated their offense going into this World Series? Because they scored runs in very unusual ways until the last game when the long ball came back. Is this offense really here with us, or is this thing still a little bit under the weather?
I think it's still kind of the offense we've had for the last 4 years. I mean, 2010, 11, 12 a little bit, and even at times this year, you know, going in saying, well, if we get to the postseason, we get to some of these offensive-minded teams, you know, how well is our pitching going to be? Is our offense going to hold up? So I don't think it's a major surprise. And I think a lot of the things that have happened to say, well, you know, they're lucky doing it. Well, you're not really lucky. I mean, you're playing the game. And if you happen to hit a ground ball that you're supposed to do, or you fly ball, or you're putting pressure on the pitcher knowing that you got a type of hitter up there, and now he throws a wild pitch and runners advance, and depending on where the ball goes, a guy like Duffy scores all the way from second base, well, so be it. I don't think that's luck. I think you're playing the game the way it should. You're putting pressure on, you're putting the ball in play and making the other team actually make the mistake. So you're playing the game the way it should be played.
Yeah, I know we've talked about this over the years, and you and I, and I realize the game is different. I realize people are different. But my goodness, for Wainwright to come out, and he may have said he was out of gas, but boy, that changed that game around completely. And I just named all the pitchers with Bruce Jenkins, you included, who would never, ever say that. Boy, what a difference in the game. Because this World Series, you've got one guy, Bumgarner, and maybe Shields is kind of tough. But that's it. And for a World Series, you generally see two, three great starting pitchers, and they take the ball and you can't get it out of their hands. This is going to be one of those series. After Bumgarner pitches, anything can happen.
Yeah, that, you know, when they took Wainwright out, because his curveball was so nasty that night, he was easily going through us those last three innings. And the same with the game with the Washington Nationals when they took Zimmerman out of the game with two outs a night just because he walked the guy. So, you know, but in those situations during the course of a year, you're probably going to bring in your closer 99 out of 100 times anyway. So it wasn't just a fluke thing, but as it turned out, that the Giants capitalized on it, and here we are now. So, I mean, yeah, I think when you get in situations now and a guy's going along, you know, naturally it depends on what's happened the night before, what type of games you've been in, where your what position your bullpen is in. But sometimes your better guy out there, if he's going through it, sometimes I might have to give him the benefit of the doubt and let him go to another hitter.
Yeah, the Royals haven't lost any in this postseason. You know, in baseball, you're going to lose eventually. And what a time to start losing in the World Series. They've got to lose at some point.
Well, they were hot for those eight games, that's for sure. Probably the one benefit is the fact that now they've had, 6 days off. And sure, the Giants have had 5 days off, too. So, you know, the mentality within an individual changes a little bit when you get into the World Series, because now that's what you always play for in spring training during the season. You go hard to get to the World Series. Now you're in the World Series. You want to win it so bad. So some things inside just sometimes change a little bit, and things go a little bit different.
Yeah, as Howard Bryant said yesterday, Howard's really smart on this stuff. He said, let them lose a couple in a row and see how they bounce back, and that'll tell the story. So we'll see. I mean, Giants are an experienced team. The Royals haven't gone through that, and we'll see how that works out. Jim, thank you so much as always. And as you say, best way to stop the running game, keep them off base, and you could do that.
Exactly.
So I appreciate it. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you next weekend if you're around.
Very good, Marty. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Boy, it's always a pleasure having Jim Barr on.